Prologue. The knife is light in my hand. It is an extension of my hand, an extension of my will. Concealing it behind my back, I continue to smile and gesture with my right hand while the left prepares the blade. They suspect nothing, of course. Their dulled senses do not perceive that even I struggle to keep my voice at its normal pitch, to prevent beads of sweat forming on my brow. All is outwardly calm, all normal, all illusion. Amiably, I smile, I laugh. Yes, that is indeed an interesting story, all the while imagining it done, for it must be done. And then I strike. Chapter 1. Interview. Why do you think the other students don't like your daughter? The question dangles in the air like an accusation. An uncomfortable silence. I mean, at home, is her behaviour normal? Does she play games, go to the park, and so on? Does she have friends? Brows furrow. Father looks to mother, whose mouth opens and then closes again. Her eyes look to the ceiling, and then to the walls adorned with colourful project work. Uncertainly drawn maps, uneven charts of rainfall and sunshine. Because, from what I can observe, she barely has any interaction with her peers at all. Gold-rimmed spectacles are pushed higher on the bridge of the nose, doubtless intended to underscore the seriousness of what is to follow. If your daughter is to make anything of herself in the world, she's going to need to get along with people. She needs to learn to apply herself to the development of her character, as well as the development of her mind. A ruffling of papers in a disorganized file. The expectation that the parents would fill the silence is in vain. Mother is continuing to look around the room, as if searching for something. Have you at least addressed the question of her reading? She appears not to have the slightest inclination to adhere to the recommended list. You know, we spend months planning a suitable curriculum for the students to ensure that they are reading age-appropriate material that is of high quality and sound morals. Just last week, I attended a conference on the very subject, in Mallorca, would you believe? A rep for a teacher, I suppose. His tone has veered into the conversational, departing from the more serious timbre that he seeks. He straightens his tweed jacket, a cliché in need of dry cleaning, and reverts sternly to type. It is extremely disruptive to have one pupil refusing to read the books that we assign. And while her interest in anatomy is commendable, bringing first-year medical textbooks to fifth form impresses no one. Further consultation of notes. Reflected in the lenses of the spectacles, a few words that have been circled can be made out. Antisocial, self-absorbed, loner. Academically, she remains, shall we say, inconsistent. Another page turns. I mean, she isn't, what's the word we're supposed to use now, intellectually disabled. On those rare occasions when she does apply herself, she does tolerably well. In science, for example, this is a gross understatement. The teacher allows the parent a brief smile that is intended to be encouraging. Then his expression hardens once more. But her disdain for subjects that she, and she alone, deems irrelevant, and her ignorance of basic facts about the solar system, well, it was all I could do to prevent Headmaster from making her repeat the year. Mother's eyes have almost completed their tour of the room, flitting past the puerile drawings of landscapes and self-portraits. They settle on a white sheet of paper fixed to the wall in a far corner of the room. With a light pencil and careful hand, a farmyard animal has been drawn, or part thereof, the cross-section of a pig
Sample complete. Ready to continue?